Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello there and welcome to today's episode of Scaling Wellness. I have the lovely Karen Wilson joining me today. And I have to say, as a little intro, I'm going to tell you all about Karen in a second, but we have had the techiest tech glitches this morning already. This is our second, potentially even third attempt at recording this. So we've switched systems. We are hopefully going to get through this next half an hour with you guys. But forgive us if there are a few moments of audio blackout. We'll do our best. So I am joined today by Karen Wilson from Samanya Yoga. Karen and I have been working together for the last few months. So Karen, welcome. It's lovely to have you here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Okay, so I am a yoga teacher in the Woking area and I've been teaching for over 14 years now. Previously, it was in-person classes. So that's when I started out. And then, so I've done group classes of mixed ability, pregnancy, postnatal, baby massage, kind of you name it, I've kind of done it. I teach at the local hospice in their wellbeing centre. And during lockdown, I ended up doing my classes online. And I carried that on through so that we were doing hybrid classes. And then in December last year, I just made a big change in the business, and I stopped all my in-person group classes, focused on my one-to-one ones, and that was because having had babies and toddlers and, you know, school children all the way through, I've now got teenagers and they just need a little bit more emotional support in the evening, and there was just signs from them that they wanted me around in an evening a little bit more, so I took the brave step of moving away from in-person and going a little bit more into my one-to-one clients. And then from that, I've ended up doing an online class because people were asking whether I would still do something. So I've got an online class that I do. As part of that, I've developed a membership, which means that they get the class and some additional resources to use during the week. And yeah, that's where we were when I came across you.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Now, there's going to be a ton there that people are going to resonate with. This idea of we've tried it all, like we've done all of the community classes, the baby classes, the, you know, the groups, the one-to-ones, like we've, you know, we're all going to really resonate with that. That idea of like trying to find a way of wanting to help everybody, knowing that you can help everybody, but also trying to find the most efficient way of working around families and kids. And I completely know where you're at with the teenage marker, because I think it is a great way to work when you have young children, when they're going to bed at seven. Yeah. And you can be out of the house and you can be earning all of your income in the evenings. It works brilliantly. But as life changes and the kids get a bit older, so do your kind of aspirations, I think. And certainly for me, it was like, okay, well, what next? You know, what now? I've done that. I've done the evening work. And I don't really want to do that. I also am sensing a little bit more freedom on the horizon. So things start to shift, don't they? So I think a lot of people listening will really resonate with what you're saying. So you started with me with a membership.
Yep.
And you came straight into the Scaling Wellness Accelerator, didn't you? And we worked together in there.
So I actually came into the DCC.
Oh, you did. First. That's right. Yeah, you did DCC first.
I'd seen a post from someone else in your DCC membership And that's how I actually first came across your podcast, because she'd recorded a podcast with you. And it just so did that kind of cyber stalking, as you do when you find someone to start with. And I listened to the podcast and then found you on Instagram, and you were doing a live for the DCC.
Right.
And so I joined that, and it really resonated with me, because when I finished my in-person classes in December, I kind of had that I'd really like to do something that was online that people could access, and you know, it was a just another way of being able to help people, but without necessarily having to be physically in the place with them.
So give
me a bit more flexibility.
Okay. And why, talk to me about why your membership wasn't doing that for you, or was it?
It was a little bit, but I felt, I think, I guess it's that, as we all do in the wellness trade, it was that sense that I could help more and I could do more. I'd already tapped into people that were within my world, but it was, how could I do more with it? What could I do to be able to help more people?
Yeah, reach a wider audience. Yeah. And I think this is often where people get stuck. Most of the people that I work with are kind of tenacious enough to go out and create something themselves. Like, it's not, I'm not swooping in and giving them the, you know, the to-do list. It's that they have done it. They've managed this through COVID. They kind of get the tech, like they're smart women, but it's, once you've created these memberships, it's like, well, what now? What do I do with it? How do I grow it?
Yeah.
And that's where I got stuck. I completely get it. I am one of my ideal clients. But also, I think it was the point where you were stuck at, wasn't it? It was like that, okay, my loyal people have joined. How do I grow this?
Yeah. And it was a sense of, I kind of got into the DCC, had the ideas. It was like, oh, I could develop something that helped to bring people a little bit more into my world. So having something that stands there, starts to get people working with me, and then can help bring them into that membership.
Yeah, I love that. And that works really, really brilliantly for memberships, is creating that kind of front end product. Yeah. And one of the reasons for that is not just that it gives people a quick win and it helps you to niche, but it also gives you that front end income that is really hard to get from a membership that are typically low cost. But it also, from your client's perspective, it means that you can niche without niching your membership. So many people get real fear about niching a membership, because it's like, oh, but it serves all of my clients, and if I niche it, I'll offend someone. But if you can niche a front-end product instead, then that means that you don't offend anyone in the membership. You don't need to change the membership. So
Absolutely. So
that was kind of the direction that you ended up going in, is creating this front-end product.
Yeah.
Talk to us about what that is and how that's gone.
So my front-end product is an online group program. It's about 6, but it's kind of in development still, to 8-week course, where we investigate how to bring an element of calm, grounded feeling into every day. So the way that I work, certainly with my private clients, was all about being able to give them little chunks that they could do in between the sessions that we saw each other in. You know, it's that classic thing of, you can do an hour of yoga every week, but actually it's the consistency and the regularity of practice that actually starts to see the bigger shifts.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd been reading Atomic Habits by James Clear, and he was talking about these like minute habit shift changes, and it just planted the seed of, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, doing 5 minutes here and there of yoga, meditation, journaling, just something that helps to give you some time for yourself that then has the much bigger impact in being able to be more connected with your family, you're feeling stronger, more mobile, you know, you can engage in life in a much more positive way because you've taken that little bit of time for yourself.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. And who's it for? So if you had to really describe your ideal client, because this is what we work on, isn't it? Because it's what you describe is brilliant, but it's coming from a very yoga person of like, This is the yoga that's the solution. So what we need to do always, just to put a bit of a context for the listeners, is figure out who this is for in order for it to stand out from the crowd, from the yoga market. So who does your product serve?
It's for busy professional women who are doing all the things. They're juggling all the jobs. They've got the job, the successful job, they've got children, they've got home life. Basically like me. It's that whole, you're juggling everything and struggling to find time for yourself. And I guess really when I really thought about it, and you really did push me into my niching, because it was something that I was challenged with, I won't deny that. I put into place that little bit of regular practice, and it made such a difference to my physical well-being, my mental well-being, and how I connected with people. And I kind of realized that I am my ideal client. I'm busy, professional, hardworking, have done various things to try and help, but actually just those little bits and often really make the difference. So professional, fabulous, hardworking, pulling it all together, holding it all together, people.
I love that. And what would you say is the hardest thing about niching? Why was niching a challenge for you, would you say?
I think if we distill it down, it's the fear of, like you said earlier, that kind of alienating people. If I'm concentrating on these people. So even having to say it's for women, I was like, but there's a load of men doing exactly the same. And it does, it kind of makes you feel like you're ignoring some people. But actually, when you get down to it, the people that you can help best are the people that you connect with and you can resonate with.
Yeah.
And when I kind of got that little piece of the puzzle, it made it so much easier. It's not that I'm ignoring those people, but I'm really focusing on the people that I can really, really help.
Yeah. And tell me about how it's made it easier. So now you've decided on the niche, what's become easier for you?
So I can, kind of everything. My social media.
There's our social media clip right there. Everything is easier when you niche.
Because you're no longer when I think about my social media, I think, right, who am I targeting? And you've got that avatar, as you keep talking to us about, in my head, and I'm talking to that avatar. And it's so much easier when you've got that, knowing how they feel, knowing what they're going through, when you've kind of really distilled it down, it's like you're talking to your client in the room, for example. You know, it's you no longer think about the what ifs, buts, maybes of your marketing. You know exactly what their pain points are, what they're looking to have as their transformation. It's just clarifies everything. And then therefore it makes what you're doing more efficient. So you're no longer kind of trying to serve everybody and kind of putting posts out or emails or, you know, developing things for everybody. It's about that one person.
I love that. I love how you've distilled that, because the biggest challenge I feel when I work with all of my clients is deciding on a niche. And it is like sometimes like pulling teeth, not always, but sometimes it is, and it's really, and I get it, it's really, really hard. But once we kind of talk through, and I think with you it became clear that there was this ideal client that was actually yourself. We were kind of going round and round in circles, weren't we? And then I remember you said one phrase to me, which really stood out, and I've used with so many of my clients since then. You said, these are the people who have tried everything. They've tried tapping, they've tried breath work, they've tried, you know, yoga, they've tried Pilates, they've tried all the stuff. They're invested in well-being, like they know it works. So you're not going after the people where you need to re-educate them on the whole world of wellness and, you know, the things they should be doing. You're going after people that already get it, like they're invested, they believe in it, they just need someone to tell them what to do. It's like, take it off my list. I haven't got time to research another, you know, podiatrist that can help me with pressure points or acupuncture, or, you know, it's like, I can't choose. So you choose for me. And so this is where the niche is really, really clear for you, because you've got not just what their problems are and the type of person they are, but you've also got this like inner knowledge of how their brains work. So you can speak to that in your marketing, and suddenly people go, oh, wow, she's, did I tell her this? Is she talking to me? How did
and
she get
had
in my head?
That exactly from someone who signed up to my first program. She was like, it was like you were in my head.
Yeah.
It was really weird. You know, I saw that post and it was like, you were talking to exactly what I was struggling with.
Yeah. And then you think, well, then you put the product and the price in front of her. And for her, it's a no-brainer, because she's like, oh my God, no, this is for me. I have to have this. It's no longer a quibble over, you know, is it a bit expensive? Is it? It's suddenly the route that she needs. It you lay out the path for her. And absolutely, these people that are busy, like, that's what really what they're looking for, is that opportunity to just someone take it off their to-do list. Like, they'll still be doing it, but they don't have to think about it anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you've done really brilliantly in your business. Tell us about, you said a minute ago that it's a 6 to 8 week course because it's still in production. Talk to us about that process, because I know you've done a kind of founder launch. Yeah. Tell us about how that's all gone.
The founder launch went really well. I was umming and ahhing of whether to do it kind of launch in May to kind of complete in June or leave it till September. And you very kindly nudged me towards doing it in May, because we had that realization that it was just a little bit of fear of not having everything perfect. And then you were like, well, you don't need to have it perfect. You don't actually need to know what the program looks like to be able to launch, which was a proper mind bender to me, to not have the product before you actually launched it, and that you could develop it along the way. But actually it went brilliantly. So put some marketing in place, put emails out to my existing mailing list, of, you know, I'm launching this thing, come and join me. Had a few bits about what we would be doing in there, but that was about it when we first started. And then over my open cart, it was one of those where it didn't sell out straight away, which kind of gets you a little bit nervous. But actually, yeah, by the end of the closed cart, I had a full course.
Amazing.
Which blew my mind. I was beyond happy with that. And then I had the, oh my goodness me, I now have to deliver
on this promise.
But actually, it went really well, and I had ideas of how I wanted to put it together. And what I developed was, they got a weekly email with some practices that they could do in it, and we also had a weekly Zoom call where it wasn't about doing more of the things, you know, because we all know how to do the things, but it was, a lot of it was to do with mindset and the ways to set habits in place, and, you know, how to enable doing the things to happen that didn't make it feel like it was just another thing to do on the to-do list.
Brilliant. So really giving them that support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also, that kind of weekly check-in gave them the opportunity to talk about what they were finding challenging, and for me to be able to provide them with some kind of ideas of how to approach things differently, you know, look at what their actual obstacles were.
Mm, amazing. And what I love about that is that by running it with that bit of live element for a pilot version, like a beta version, which is what it was, it's a really lovely way of getting that feedback, that kind of eyes on the ground. What are they experiencing? Because we know the stuff, right? You know yoga, you know people, you know what they need to do. But in an online translation of that, it's not always clear. How do we get them to commit to it, to complete it, to get the outcome when we're not standing over them and we're not, you know, on their case all the time? So it's kind of finding those ways. And what's lovely about having that live element is that you pick up on those cues, so that next time you run it, you can incorporate the things that were missing, or get rid of the things that were overwhelming them. Or, you know, it gives you that option to iterate it for the next version. So with that in mind, tell us what is next for Strong, Calm and Grounded.
Yep. What's the so I'm running it again in October. So I'm about to kind of get into the launch phase of the marketing side of things. The course is due to start on the, or program's due to start on the 6th of October.
Okay.
So I'm about to run a 5-day challenge, which is 5 to Thrive. And it's all about doing 5 minutes for 5 days.
Great.
And I did a bit of market research to try and get the name to see what was going to entice people in. And that was the one that got Brilliant. The most
Yeah, that's the way to
it.
Do it. Ask the people what they want.
What would work. And actually one of the people that I asked, she was like, is this like doing 5 minutes in 5 days? Because I could totally do that. I could totally do 5 minutes. And I was like, that's exactly what we're looking at. And it, the challenge is about showing them that they can find little chunks of time and to be able to notice the difference that that makes in finding those 5 minutes. And then from that, we will go into Strong, Calm and Grounded again, which is taking that concept, but just expanding it a little bit more. This time around when we run it, it's going to be a little bit different based on the feedback that I had from my founder group, who were amazing. So they've given me some little bits of feedback. It's likely that we will still have a live element of it, but possibly less of the discussion and more of the kind of a more like a Q&A so that we can talk through what's going on. So we'll still have the little bit of the mindset stuff that I went through, but it'll be more of an opportunity for them to share what they're struggling with, because they definitely found that sharing element and knowing that other people were going through the same thing was really helpful. But making it a little bit shorter, so again it makes it more achievable within their work week. And I'm extending it slightly so that we have partly because it goes over half term, so that they have a consolidation week.
Oh, I love that.
So if they're struggling to kind of get on top of it or get their head around it, then they've got that week to kind of almost like a bit of a pause in the middle. So then
go
again.
Yeah, what a great idea. Yeah. This is, good God, anyone listening, a lesson. You don't need to work around school holidays. You can still launch. You can still sell anytime. But I love, and also from running courses, and that sort of implementation week is really valuable, like a catch up. So people, the biggest danger with the online process is that people never complete because they feel overwhelmed by the stuff. So if you give them a little bit of time and a little bit of, you know, gentle kind of, okay, you can stop now for a week and it's okay, you're allowed. I've got you. We're going to be coming back. It's a really gentle way of kind of helping people to not feel completely overloaded and like they're failing. So it's, I really love that, particularly for your audience. That works really nicely. Amazing. Yeah. And what's the future for this? What's your plan?
So I'm running it as a group in-person kind of cohort this time. Looking further forward, I'm looking to go evergreen with it and see how it works as an evergreen process. Potentially a little bit like you did with DCC, of having some regular check-in points, but anybody can join at any time. Because what I realized, you know, from one of our conversations is that people don't necessarily want to wait for the next launch or the next program to start, because especially for busy women that are, you know, they want to get going straight away. If they've identified it as a problem, they want to get going. So I want to give them that opportunity to be able to get going straight away by having it kind of as a let's grab it, but then they've still got those check-ins to be able to share any issues that they've got.
That's so great. And we're going to work through that together, aren't we, in the accelerator? Yeah. I think it's one of the things I think that has changed for me probably over the last 12 months is this idea that, you know, if we're asking experts to niche into a kind of urgent problem, you know, think the beauty of the best niche is finding the moment, the crunch point where people decide they need help. And that's where you need to swoop in with your product. And so to then say, oh, but the doors are closed for another 3 months, you can join, it doesn't really work. And I think in healthcare, this kind of evergreen option is really nice. And And there are ways for anyone listening that we bring in the live element as well. So it's never just like put it on my website and hope it sells. That's not what we're doing. But the opportunity to buy becomes evergreen. And your marketing can work around that, which is really exciting. So let's take a quick shift to one side. And can you tell me, because we've worked together in the DCC and also in the Accelerator, and we are now Accelerator and one-to-one, aren't we? Yes. So tell the people listening, if you don't mind, a little bit about the experience of us working together. What's changed for you? What have you noticed? What's worked?
So much. It's just been transformational, I think, is the best way of describing it to start with. So just the step by step, being able to work out how to create a digital product, how to do the market research. I hadn't even thought about that. You know, the whole niching, market research, finding out what people want, that was really helpful. A big part of it was on the marketing side of things and how to talk to people and messaging. That was a big part of it. And then through the Accelerator, just a load of the ideas of what I could be doing, how to do it differently, you know, all the different experts that you had come in and share stuff with us was really helpful, just gave you loads of different ideas of ways that you could move. And I've parked some of them for now. You know, that the ideas are there, but I've put them in the parking lot.
Love it.
To kind of look at once I've kind of got a little bit further into this. And then it's almost like it's kind of crescendo, because then working one-to-one with you just helps us go a little bit deeper into my specific kind of wants and needs, so that we can get, you know, it's that kind of just drilling down further and further each time. In the Accelerator, it was amazing to have a group of people in different but very similar situations that we could all kind of bounce ideas off each other and support each other. And, you know, if we were having a bit of a mare of the week, we had someone to go, oh, I'm having a mare of the week, the tech hasn't worked and this isn't working. But also they were there to celebrate all your wins. And that, you know, I think that's one of the really good parts of the Accelerator, was, you know, your Monday, right, what are you working on this week, what are you going to achieve this week to kind of move you forward, help to bring focus. And then at the end of the week, the what are your wins, not what haven't you managed to achieve, what have you done, because we so often look at what we haven't done, certainly I do,
what the list is,
being forced to some extent, you know, or encouraged was probably better, even in the really bad weeks, what have you actually done, because you wouldn't let us get away with not putting a win in. There has always had to be some form of win, and that,
it's a non-negotiable
you know. But that was brilliant, because it, you know, there was the focus at the beginning of the week and the looking back, because that brings that positive mindset and it keeps you going forward.
Oh, it's amazing. And well, you know, watching the transformation for you has been also a privilege from my perspective, because one thing that you've done really well is just kind of soak up the ideas, embrace the discomfort sometimes, and just push, keep going. Because there's a stage of business that you are in, which a lot of the listeners will be in, which is the push zone. It's the out of comfort zone. It's not meant to be comfortable. It's meant to be challenging. Otherwise, everyone would be doing it. So it's got to be a little bit of a kind of drive uphill. And then hopefully we start to get this, you know, the downward bits where you start, as you have been finding, you start winning awards, you start getting people coming to you, you know, and it starts to pay off. You start to get that payback, which has been great to watch. So, Karen, thank you for being here. It's been a joy. And I'm really excited, because we've got another 3 months together in the Accelerator to work together. We've still got a bit more one-to-one time. So I feel like we'll be back with another update in a year's time. And there's going to be another big thing, more big things coming from you. And I'm excited to see where this is going to go. So tell us, or tell the audience, where they can find you, where they can connect with you, and if they wanted to do your program, how they would go about doing that.
So you can connect with me on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. I'm at Samanya Yoga on Instagram and Facebook, and I'm under Karen Wilson on LinkedIn. You can also go to my website, which is samanyayoga.co.uk. On there is all the details of the Strong, Calm and Grounded program. And also keep an eye on the socials, because that's where the Five to Thrive is going to be launching next week.
Amazing. Well, I will link up all of that in the show notes as well. Fabulous. Thank you so much for your time, because this has not just been a 29-minute recording. We have had a few iterations at the beginning. So thank you for giving me the time and for sharing all of your good stuff with our audience. I think there's going to be loads of takeaways for people there. So if you are listening to this and you have, if you've had any light bulb moments or aha moments, I'd love to hear them. Pop them in the Instagram posts or email me, DM me and let me know, or message Karen directly and tell her you've been listening. It's always really nice to hear that we're not just speaking into the void, and to hear back from you guys. Karen, thank you so much for being here. Everyone, thank you for listening, and I will see you again soon. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them, or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show, and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.